Hands.
Did your father used to have people work for him? Hands for pick, to pick, or that sort of thing?
Yes, he'd use some hands to help pick cotton. But after his boys got a little bigger, well, he had plenty of hands.
Yeah. About some of the buildings you had around the farm. Do you remember the type fences you had? Did you always have kind of?
No, we had a lot of rail fence until a few years ago.
The little
old split rails.
Yeah. Did you ever have something at the top of them you'd use to save wood, kind of something that would keep the cattle back, or?
Yeah, why?
Or did y'all build them up high?
Oh, you'd build them up high enough the cattle wouldn't go over them, and a lot of them, they had one barbed wire on top of them.
On the top of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, barbed wire fences, you have to dig.
Set posts.
Yeah, for them.
Uh-huh, for them.
Did y'all do that fence in a week? Your father told me you put that up in a week.
It didn't take a week to put it up. I just started work on it yesterday and today. It's all I helped build on it.
Yeah.
Two of my brothers worked on it some last week. They didn't work near all last week.
Y'all gonna work?
We're going logwoods tomorrow. Right. That's where we make our living, you might say, in the logwood, because. The price cattle is today, and the price everything you have to buy on the farm, you just can't make it on it.
Yeah. Do you still raise some cattle?
Yes, I'm raising cattle. I have over 100 head. I'd like to quit logging someday and just raise cattle, but I might when I get my place completely paid off.
Yeah. Tell you what, cattle farm is a hard business. My grandfather had to get out of that right before he died. He'd been raising cattle for 50 years. Damn near broken.
It's a rough way to go, more so. It's set up now where all these doctors, lawyers, and school teachers, and everybody, they've got them for a hobby. And they don't have to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They can take it as an income tax write-off, most of them.
Exactly.
And people that try and do it for a living just can't make it. They couldn't give you a place in Izzard County. And have to borrow the money to buy you cattle and try to live on it. You can't ever do it. And just stay on the farm. You can't pay for your cattle and live on them.
Yeah.
Because I worked in the logwoods to pay for this one.
Well, yeah, that's partly true. I don't know how it is. Look out. Here comes Hope.
The Hope's mad. Did you go and shut that door?
Them old fireplaces had. Did you ever have to clean out that flue and all that?
On the fireplace?
Yeah.
No,
I mean on your wood stove.
On the wood stove.
What would go up that flue?
Yes, I've helped clean them out, the soot out of the flue.
Yeah.